Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's here, Jesse Clegg. Oh man,
finally.
Oh man,
can I tell you?
Nice to be here, man. Thank you for having me again. It's good to be back.
We have used up all our wishes now. I don't know what we're going to do for the rest of the year.
I think it's the third time that I've had the privilege.
Yes.
Of having to interview the Jesse Clegg. And I think I'm cashing in here because I know that you are...
Third time lucky, man.
Oh,
let me tell you.
Third time's the charm.
Because I know that you're really working hard in LA.
Mm.
And one of these days, you're going to be the international star. And then if we have to book you, it's going to be like a year in advance.
Yeah. Well.
And so on.
It's going to have to be not so early in the morning next year. And then I'll be here, no problem.
Listen, man, you are just the coolest guy ever. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, man. It's great to be back. I feel like it's been a little while, man.
It has been, eh? Yeah. It has been a while. But let's talk about it. I mean, the last time we chatted, you were busy in LA. When did you come back now?
I got back a few weeks ago.
Right.
I was there recording and writing my new album, which I've been doing for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And I went to Coachella and I went to a few cool shows and just, I've been spending more and more time there just working and producing and songwriting and just getting my vibes out there.
So here's the question, right? The choice to go to LA and to work with those producers, and I'm just asking the question, do you feel like they just gel with your sound and your vibe that you're trying to create? Do you think they're better or that side? What is it?
No, it's definitely not that they're better. I think it's just that for me, I like to work in a space where, I don't have any expectations of myself, and also, you know, there's less awareness of my history and my sound. So if someone's in the room who's a songwriter or a producer or a musician, and we're meeting for the first time and we don't know anything about each other, I find that situation actually is a really interesting blank canvas for music, because then really the best song wins. It's not about who did what and, you know, your profile and my profile and my history. It's just, we're just in a room being vulnerable with each other. We're trying to make something great. And, LA is a hub of creative people that come from all over the world, you know. So, I've got songs that I've worked with Australians with in LA, and, people from London and people from South Africa, you know. So it's just still the place that people from all around the world congregate to make and create. And there's a lot of talented people out there. And I love the South African producers, but... You know, I just thought for this album I wanted to mix it up a bit.
Yeah. So did you get time to geek over there?
I haven't been gigging there. I mean, often when I go up, I do gigs, but this time I just wanted to get into studio. You know, with COVID, it's made my whole album delayed, so I really need to get back in and...
But the thing is also, like you say, it's a hub of creative people, which it absolutely is, but that also makes it a hella competitive.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Because everybody's flocking there.
Yeah.
How hard is it for you, as specifically, let's say, a South African, to get to a position where you can step into a room with a world-class producer?
Look, it takes time. I mean, I've been going there for a while now, you know. So, and I've got a community of people that I collaborate with that I know I have chemistry with, you know. And the thing that I've found, which is so interesting from a creative perspective, is that you can step into a room with someone who's won 10 Grammys and has all the accolades and everything, and you know, you're excited to work with that person. And no matter how good they are, no matter how good you are, you know, creative chemistry is something that you can't fake, you know. So you can, if there's no chemistry or there's no creative vibe there, it doesn't matter what you've done or who you are, you know. And sometimes you'll walk into a room with someone who has no accolades, but you just have this, on the day, you have this beautiful vibe and you write something that really is powerful and special, you know. So I'm very open-minded and I love working with new producers. I love working with established, I mean, Tim Pagnotta, the guy who did my new song, he's a multi-Grammy winning producer. I've worked with him a few times and we have a great chemistry together. But I've got a lot of songs that I've written with young up and coming producers, you know. So I don't, for me, the song is what dictates whether it's good or bad.
Yeah. Wow. Well, awards can never determine chemistry, right? That's pretty
true,
basic.
Yeah.
The Groot Breakfast with Ruben and Sharunika.
Jesse Clegg is here, and let me tell you something. I heard the news that Imagine Dragons were privileged enough to travel with you. That is the that's the news that I heard. Is there any truth to that, Jason?
There is, yeah. They were very lucky.
Yes, let me tell you, that must have been amazing, eh?
Yeah, no, it was amazing, man. I was very happy to hear that. I've always been a fan of their music, and I just finished my tour. I just done like 20 shows around the country, and as I got back, my manager called me and said, listen, we're going back on tour.
Crazy.
Imagine Dragons. And it was great, man. It was like we played to, you know, I think the Joburg show was 80,000 people.
Wow.
In the stadium. And it's just, it was wonderful to be able to play in my home city to that many people and just feel the energy of that. And they were really respectful. They were really nice guys. They gave us, you know, they gave us a great slot. They gave us, you know, as much respect and sort of space to do our thing as they could have. So I was really happy about that, man. And it's, yeah, their shows were also like the show that they put on was really awesome. I thought it was just a great vibe.
I've got to say, like the reaction from the crowd when you came out with the Imagine Dragons show, like we were standing outside and the whole thing was like, listen, we need to get into the drinks line. We need to get back before Jesse comes on stage. And then suddenly you just hear this roar.
Yeah.
And as we're speaking, we actually have people on the WhatsApp line sending us pictures of them with you at the Imagine Dragons show.
Oh, cool, man.
So you've got hardcore fans listening this morning.
No, that was a great show, man. So shout out to everyone who was at that show. What a vibe, man.
Lekker. Jesse, you've got your guitar here. Firstly, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate you doing
this. You're the only one who can get me out of bed this early to sing. Jeez.
I really appreciate it. Can I just tell you, like, this is the coolest thing. Like, Jesse, by the way, calls me. Like, that doesn't ever happen. And then, like, he actually, that's how humble he is. Let me tell the story. I'll tell it. That's how humble he is. Like, he'll call me and say, listen, what are we going to do musically-wise, guitar-wise, and everything else? Like, there's no manager. Well, he's got a manager, but that's just how cool and professional he is to give me a call. So, I was really freaked out by that call. I was like, oh my goodness, now I need to be bold and I need to stand tall here. Anyway, Jesse, please, man, do us something, would you please?
Okay, I'm going to do us something. I'll see what I can put together for us here.
Nice. You know, I'm going to ask you before you go.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to ask you my favorite song a little bit later. I'm just telling you.
Let me warm up with this one and then we can see where we go. All right. Hello, today. I'm as lonely as you in May today.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
Jesse Clegg is here. Dun-dun. Jesse, you know there's one song.
I know, man. You know, I wasn't going to play this song, but just for you, man, I'll do it.
Jesse, you know what? I know it's early. It's very early, and I know musicians, they warm up their vocals, and that's why you're great, but I mean, I know for a fact that you are brilliant, doesn't matter what time of the day, and even on this song, because I know this song, like, you need to
hoy. Yeah, I've got a hoy. This is going to be a wake-up call.
This is my favorite song.
Jesse has got up from his stool, he's ready.
I had to stand up to sing this one.
Here we go, Jesse Tlegg.
All right, man, thanks, dude.
Wait. For me, I wait for you. I can't tell you what to do. Oh, in the darkness, I can feel you.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
Oh, every last common chance is you could console me. There's nothing to fear. Nothing to fear now. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear now. And I wanna tell you, use me, darling, use me, darling, you. Oh,
Man, I love that song. Yes, like.
Don't ever complain about early in the morning again if that's what comes out of your mouth, Jesse.
Yes. Listen, ons gaan net hierna gaan ons voort.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
Jesse, you're still going to come back, eh? You're not. Is he quiet for me?
I'm here, man. I'm here.
Okay, no, I'm just checking. I just want to make sure. Listen, there's a lady. She just said on the WhatsApp line now she's starting a new job at a new division in a company. And on her very first day today, she's going to be late because of you. Because she wants to listen to you singing. Now she's going to be late this morning.
Oh, man.
A very clear anonymous message that came in.
Well, I'm sorry, but also you're welcome.
That's worth it.
Oh, man. Listen, let's get to it. I know that you're busy writing like crazy. How long have you been writing? It's a new album, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that the concept of an album is kind of, you know, music has changed a lot, you know. So I think that this is a body of work. It's hard to define. It's a period of time in my life. I've been releasing these songs and these singles over the last sort of 2-3 years. And I'm really enjoying this process. And I've found some creative collaborators that are really helping me, you know, explore my music in a new way. So I think that this is a body of work. It will eventually be released on an album. Yeah. But at this point, I'm releasing singles. I'm releasing each song one at a time. And, you know, it's by the time the album comes out, it's going to be an album of singles.
I know that. Well, it's great. I know that you get inspired, like, and write really personally as well. Mm. Is that part of the album? Are you writing a lot of the personal stuff currently as well again?
Yeah, I mean, this new song that I've just released, called "To Hear Your Voice," is a very personal song, you know, and it's basically a song. It's a song about being away from home, you know, about being far from home, and, you know, feeling homesick and feeling a bit lost at sea. And, you know, I was in LA for a few months last time, and I, you know, that feeling when you pick up the phone and you call that person, that special person in your life, and they bring you back to yourself. They make you feel strong. And I realized that it wasn't what we were saying on the call. It was just the sound of their voice, you know. Wow. And so the song is like a celebration of those relationships that we all have in life, where no matter what we're going through in our life, no matter what time or moment we're in, no matter what location we're in, there's always that voice on the other side of the call that can bring us back, you know, and bring us strength. And it can be a father, a daughter, an uncle, a friend, a partner, whatever it might be. It's just wonderful that we have these connections in life that just carry us through.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to ask, you said daughter now. How's little Mila doing?
She's doing very well, man. She's,
how old is she now?
She's 2.5.
Two and a half years old.
She's talking and walking. She's a little bit sick at the moment. Oh, she's got that winter flu, but she's doing incredibly well.
Yeah.
And she's got the hair of an 80s glam rock star. Got this huge, like, this puffy hair. It's so
singing
cute.
Like dad.
Yeah, she's singing. She sings all my songs whenever I take her to school. I try to play her my dad's songs. I play her Bob Marley. I play her a bunch of different things. And she always wants, daddy's song, daddy's song.
She just wants to go, ooh.
Yeah. She just wants me to play her. So I have to drive around listening to my own music. I feel very strange.
Very privileged. That's the word. Man, it's always good to catch up with you. Thank you so much for your time. So the brand new song is called Call to You, Your Voice. And I know what I'll be skip part. I know that you did a video as well.
Well, we're shooting the video this week. So it's actually not done yet. So this week I'm going to Cape Town on Wednesday. We're going to be shooting the video. That's going to be coming out soon.
Okay.
And then I head straight to New York in August for some shows and some writing and recording. So it's a busy time ahead, but I'm very excited for this song, and I'm very excited to share the music video. It should be out in the next 2-3 weeks.
Great stuff. Keep an eye out for that. And also go download that song and add it to your favorite playlist as well on whatever streaming service you're using. Jesse, always good. Thank you, man.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate
you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.